Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, May the 25th, 2014. So we are atum. We are calling forth the forces that are our characteristics and attributes. Now, the next name we see in verse 10 of chapter 6 of Zechariah is Tobijah. Now, let me see if I can play the pronunciation. Well, let me turn this music off, my sisters and brothers, so that the recording of the pronunciation in the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, you may hear it. Let's hear the pronunciation of this word.
Strong's H2900, Tobijah, Tobijah.
Tobijah.
Second entry, Tobijahu, Tobijahu.
Tobijah, Tobijahu, Jehovah is good. Now, Jehovah or Yahuwah is the self-existing one. The Most High is the self-existing one that has caused the Hayah, the existence and coming into being and coming into existing and existence of all that exists. This is good. Jehovah is good. Existing is good. Living is good. Life is good. Existence is good. The word good is pronounced this way.
Strong's H2896. Tov. Tov.
This word is feminine and masculine. It means better, glad, happy, prosperous. Man's sensuous nature. Good understanding, man's intellectual nature, good, kind, benign, that which is right and ethical, that which is beneficial, welfare, not the welfare check, but faring well, prosperity, happiness, bounty. So look at this bountiful universe and see how the whole of the universe is good, how the universe is good, does good, how the universe is life. The propagation and permeating of life all over the universe. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. The planets' movement, the earth's movement. They call it the elliptic. How when you view the sun from the vantage point of the earth and see how the sun moves in the zodiac, you're looking at the elliptic. I love this science. I sure wish that I had studied this when I was a child. But the universe is the facilitator of life and existing. And life is good. Life is wonderful. There should be no system on this earth that short circuits our life. You have the God-Goddess given right to your allotment of the universe. And it is a sin for the system to propagate economic warfare, chemical warfare, biological warfare, actual literal warfare and bloodshed, doing all type of wickedness, manner of wickedness to short circuit your and my life and the lives of our sisters and brothers on the planet. So when it says that Tobijah or Towayah was in captivity, that's what it is talking about. Let's hear that pronunciation again.
Strong's H 2900, Tobijah, Tobijah.
So Tobijah.
Tobijahu, Tobijahu.
Tobijahu was in captivity. Good was in captivity. The good of Jehovah was in captivity. Our lives, which are good, that which we would be able to experience in the universe, which is good and prosperity and righteous and holy, the wicked ruling class have taken all of that into captivity, and now we live lives in which we are turbulent, chaotic, worry. We know not what tomorrow brings. And so we call forth Tobijah out of captivity so that the poor working class masses of people may never be poor again, that we may be prosperous and that we may live to the fullest extent in this universe that the Most High provided for us to do so. The next one we want to look at is Yedkiah. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H 3048. Yedaiah.
Yedaiah. Yedaiah is defined as Jehovah has known. This is a masculine noun, and Jehovah is the existing one, father and mother. But Jehovah, Yahuwah, knows, has known. Now, the word known is rooted in this word.
Strong's H 3045. Yada.
Yada. Yada is to know, to learn, to perceive, to see, to recognize, to be acquainted with, to know how, to be skillful in, to have knowledge, be wise. Now, recall in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, the Most High Jehovah, Yahuwah, says that the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. This is that time of the calm before the storm. That time of peace and tranquility. that time that we were in the waters of Noon, that mass matter material reality, no distinguishing characteristics, without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep, that original time of calm before the storm, calm before the turbulence and the chaos. We knew the Most High, and the Most High knew us because we were alive together, communing with the Most High and receiving instruction, so that when we came into the earth realm with the proper discipline and the proper tutelage, which is originally the universe, but hopefully people in our lives, we would become reacquainted with the promise that we made to the Most High as Christ made that promise that we read about in Hebrews, that prepare me a body and I will go into the earth realm and I will free all they who are captive. That is you and that is me, for we are all cut from that same Christ hydrogen atom fabric. And in that original time of the calm before the storm, that time of salam, that time of shalom, that time of peace and tranquility, we knew the Most High. Well, the wicked ruling class do not want us to know that we were in relationship with the Most High before our physical incarnation. So we call that force out of captivity, and we become reacquainted with that reality of having relationship with the Most High in time immemorial, and having agreement with the Most High that we would come at this particular time through such father and such mother to do the work of the Almighty in human flesh. Who else was in captivity? We're calling all the forces out of captivity. We're calling all the forces out of turbulence and chaos so that we may build the temple, so that we may build the universe. This is all a retelling of the science of how the Almighty used hydrogen that is called atom, that is called Ra, that is called by various names, called Christ in the New Testament, how the Almighty used these forces to bring order out of turbulence and chaos. I think the next one is Jedediah. Did I see that already? No, we just saw that. Jedediah. The next one is, let's see. They came from Babylon. Now, Babylon is defined as confusion. Now, sisters and brothers, we talked some time ago about how Babel is the gate of God. The universe is the gate of God. And the universe is good. The universe is existing. The universe is righteous. But what happened is the wicked ruling class have mixed wickedness into the Babel, into the universe. And so the Almighty calls forth the invisible forces to mix back into the mix that which is good and that which is righteous. And so Babylon really means the Most High mixing out wickedness and mixing in righteousness. This is the science of mixing. And so Babylon, confusion, confused the wicked, confused the ruling class by calling forth the forces of nature, calling forth the forces of the universe, by coming together as sisters and brothers, by coming together as friends and loving one another. This will cause confusion in the house of Rothschild, because they will begin to be confused and not know anymore how to control us. So Babylon, we don't want that reality to exist all the time, because we want there to come the time when we don't need to mix good in to mix out that which is not good. We want there to just be nothing but good and truth and righteousness. And so they were to go into the house of Josiah. These forces are going into the house of Josiah. What does Josiah mean? Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H2977. Yoshiah. Yoshiah. Second entry. Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu.
Hear how Yoshiah sounds like Yahshua. Yoshua. These words are so similar, having to do with some of the same power and forces and realities. This word Yoshiah or Yoshiyahu means Jehovah heals, or whom Jehovah heals. See, we, the masses of the people, are in need of a healing. This word healing is rooted in a feminine word. Hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H803. Oshia. Oshia.
Oshia is feminine, and it means to buttress and support, foundation. So we have the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. The healing, because Jehovah is buttressing and supporting, and Jehovah is our foundation. I love these scriptures. I love to have an understanding. So Jehovah is the existing one. And that power and reality in the universe that is the healing is that existing life, power, force, reality that buttresses and supports and is our foundation. We are calling forth the invisible forces into our lives so that we may be buttressed and so that we may have support and that we may have the foundation that teaches us that life and existing is for all. And this power, force, and reality, remember, the Torah said, Elah Tado, Elani, Elah Tado, pull on that spiritual force, pull on that positive spiritual force so that we may heal ourselves. We have to heal ourselves. And we will heal ourselves as we go into the science of the universe and as we begin to destroy a system that is the antithesis of existing and healing. Verse 11 says, while dealing with the building of the temple, it says, take the silver, take the gold, and make crowns, and set them on the head of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest. Now this is science at the highest level. If you don't come at this with a scientific mind, it'll pass right by us. Take silver. Take gold. Are these not elements on the table of elements in the universe? Silver is number 47 on the table of elements. Gold is number 79 on the table of elements. Silver at 47 has 47 protons, 47 neutrons, 47 electrons. Gold at 79 has 79 protons, 79 neutrons, 79 electrons. Hydrogen, which is that first element of the table of elements, at one proton, one neutron, one electron. Gabriel Oyibo has taught us that the whole table of elements is in reality hydrogen, because hydrogen at one proton, one neutron, one electron, helium at two protons, two neutrons, two electrons is really two hydrogens. So silver, way up to number 47, is really 47 hydrogens at 47 protons, 47 neutrons, 47 electrons. Gold at 79 is really 79 hydrogens, 79 protons, 79 neutrons, 79 electrons, because the whole of the universe permeates with this dark matter, this melanin of the universe that we know on the table of elements as the element of hydrogen. So, building the temple is building the universe with the elements in the table of elements by using Atum, which is the word that the ancients gave to that hydrogen element that the Greeks called atom, that the Greeks broke down further into protons, neutrons, and electrons. And the proton is the father function, Y chromosome, and the neutron is the life coming to being, forming the nuclei, neutron and proton, and the electron outside of the nuclei, but in the cell, is that mother power, mitochondria, DNA, X chromosome, not in the nuclei, but having the power to give disposition to the neutron that is in the nuclei, the power of the feminine, the power of energy, the power of spirit. So we see that when it says these forces were called forth, and now we're going to take silver and gold and make crowns and set them on the head of Joshua and crowns. Atara, the crown is feminine. The crown, the wreath, is feminine. And the root of this word Atara is atar, which is surround, and a crown, and a bestower, a crown bestower, and compass. Now the word compass always jumps out at me as a Masonic word that has to do with compassing the square and the compass. The compass is seen as the masculine power, and the square is seen as the feminine power, and these two tools of building. See, when you build a building, you need a compass to figure out the radius and the circumference of that structure that you're building, so that you can see how much territory and space is compassed by that which you are building. And then you use the square to square off portions of the building. The square is the ruler. The square sets the limits, and the compass sets limits, and you square your actions, and you use the compass to limit your spirituality. But in this case, we're talking the limit of the use of knowledge, not going outside of the bounds of righteousness, keeping ourselves within the bounds. There's Hohet. See, she is bound, deals with the boundary and that which is finite. So we set a boundary. We set that which is finite. We don't want to go beyond a certain sphere of reality, because then we move into the territory of unrighteousness and that which is untruth. We want to stay within the boundless confines of truth. justice and righteousness. And the word crown is feminine. So we have to deal with the sacred feminine. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's age, 5850. Atara.
I wonder, is the crown, if it has to do with the rays of the sun? Because Yahushua is representing the sun, representing Atum. And so the crown of Atum has to do with light and the rays of light. And the crown is feminine. And the rays, I'm going back into my memory bank. Remember when Moses went up on the mountain and his face shone? That shone had to do with the rays of light. And that word was feminine. Had to do with horns. The horn is like a ray. Every ray is like a horn. The ray of light is like a horn. And the ray of light, the radiation, the radiance, the light is feminine in this case. And that's the crown. And the woman is the crown of the man. And the wife is the crown of the husband. And the original husband is the Almighty Father. And we, the people, are the woman, the wife of the Almighty, and we are the crown of the Almighty, and the human family is the crown of the Almighty, and we are the crown of Christ. We are the bridesmaid of Christ. And so this whole dynamic is coming from the scientific reality of the universe and how the Most High, using hydrogen as that first basic element that the ancients called hydrogen atum, calling forth the forces of nature, the forces of the universe, using the table of elements so that these elements may be now organized in an organized fashion, teaching us that we, the masses of disorganized people, must now be organized and come together as elements on the table of elements so that we may facilitate the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We must go back to the calm before the storm. We must build the temple. They put that crown on Joshua and Jahoshua, health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, liberation, deliverance, and also vengeance if we don't carry out health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, liberation, and deliverance for the poor working class masses of the people. Josedek is the father here, and let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's age, 3087. Yahod Sadak
is defined as Jehovah is righteous. And we know Jehovah is the existing one. And existing, existence, living life is righteous. These principles are righteous. And these principles have to do with being justified, being righteous, having to do with justice, having to do with all that is just and right. We want a society. We want a civilization that is justified, that is righteous, that is based on truth, justice, and righteousness. So we become atum, and we call the forces of nature, the forces of the universe, just like atum, the hydrogen power called by many names, called forth time, energy, and space so that the universe may come out of chaos, out of turbulence, and function based on tranquility and the calm before the storm. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.